Proclamation number 5873, dated the February 9th, 1954. Fulfilling the commandments of love. Simply live in love. I ask nothing else of you, but thereby you will reach an as yet inscrutable goal, a level of perfection which subsequently signifies brightest realization for you, because then your soul will be able to attain spiritual vision and gain insight into my kingdom with all its splendors. I only require you to love because love is the key to realization, to strength and to supreme happiness. Any person can be good, but whether he wants to be it, whether he follows the gentle urging within himself, is a decisive factor in the achievement of his goal on earth. And this is why he constantly has to be encouraged to practice love. Time and again he is to be reminded to do deeds of love and cautioned not to act heartlessly. This is why he was given the commandments of love by me, so that he will not forget what alone is important in earthly life, so that he will use his common sense to help him when the urging of his heart has already become too feeble. Then he should remember that my will only expects the fulfillment of my commandments of love and rationally try to ascertain why I gave these commandments. He should consider the words, "He who remains in love remains in me and I in him," single quote. Consequently, if he desires contact with me, he will have to live a life of love. In that case, however, his spiritual ascent will be assured, then he will fulfill the purpose of his earthly life. Love is supreme. Love is the strength without which no human being can live, which is to be understood as the life of the soul, which is everlasting but can succumb to spiritual death if it lacks love, the strength which gives true life in the first place. Anyone who wants to live in eternity must give love to all those who approach him, to all those who want his love. Only then will he be able to create in strength and light, and only then can he be blissfully happy. However, without love the soul is in darkness and weak, for even the body's life does not signify life for the soul without love. Although it can temporarily use the body's life, yet without love always in the wrong direction, which thereby merely thickens the layers surrounding it, so that at the end of its earthly life it will enter the spiritual kingdom totally devoid of strength and light, where it is no longer granted the privilege that the body can change its state, for it has not utilized the body's energy of life for itself. It had not given into the gentle urges and made the body accomplish deeds of love. For as long as it lived on earth, its thoughts and intentions determined the body's activities, the use of vitality, and its wrong intentions and thoughts subsequently also caused its state of death in the spiritual kingdom. Time and again you are admonished to love. You humans are confronted by so much adversity and helplessness and are so often approached for help that you would be constantly able to carry out deeds of love, for you have the ability to do so. Yet whether you have the will shall one day determine your soul's state after death. Actions of love in accordance with my will can never cause you adverse effects, for whatever you give with love will be returned to you in various ways, both spiritually and earthly. It will never damage you, for the share you gain by fulfilling my commandments will be unlimited, because when I give I know no limitation where love motivates me to express my love. Act with love. Don't be calculating in giving, but let your heart impel you into wanting to share and give pleasure. Then your love will have been kindled in you and its fire will dissolve all impurities which still cling to your soul. By way of love the soul becomes bright and clear, and my strength of love can permeate it. It will live eternally and know all. It will realize that only love can achieve the unity with me, that only through love can it attain eternal beatitude. Amen.